he was a joker. He loved to tell jokes. He was always smiling, happy, little boy. When he was 4 and a half, when we first found out he was ill with the with leukemia.
And I've got a boy. I've got a boy who's three. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine getting that news about someone so young and so fragile. How did you and your husband react? How do you feel when you get told that?
It was devastating. It was because the way they told us was that he had a disease of his blood. And that's how the doctor explained it to us. And then it was sort of like, well, what disease? Because you think of everything else but cancer.
Mm.
And then they came out and said, he's got cancer, it's called leukemia. And that was it. It was non-stop for weeks. We got rushed up to St. Bart's Hospital. And then it was just carried on going from then.
And how old was he when he passed?
He was 14.
14?
Yeah.
I can't even begin to imagine what that feels like as a mum or a dad. But you've kept, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And you've kept his room pretty much as it was.
Yes, we have, yes.
Can I ask why? Why you did that, Cheryl?
It was a promise we made to him. Hang on.
You're right.
Yeah.
Don't worry, take your time.
We promised him that nobody would ever sleep in his bedroom.
If this gets too much, Cheryl, just tell me and we can move on. But I really appreciate you coming on and telling us about this and being as honest as you can. I'm guessing that having that room as it was helps you feel close to him, does it?
Yes, it does, yes. Yes. It was, we've only just... His bedroom had been like that for... We hadn't touched his room at all until last year, and that's when we decided to put the computer desk into his bedroom, so we could feel that little bit closer to him.
Mm.
Because all his stuff's all over the wall still. We put his hats, because where he lost all his hair, he used to wear all different types of caps. They're all now pinned to the wall. His posters are still on the doors, the walls. There's loads of bits and pieces around the room that's still his.
Cheryl, there are some people listening who might think that keeping his room like that is perhaps a little bit unhealthy for you and your husband, Michael, and that maybe to move on, and by moving on, I don't mean forget at all,
yeah,
but to move on for yourselves, that maybe it would be better if you did take his things down, and I don't know what you'd do with them, put them in the box, put them somewhere safe, if you did take his things down and maybe did try and move on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, some people have said that to us, oh, don't you think it's time you moved on? How can you move on from a loss of a child?
Mm.
You can't. That pain is with you day in, day out. It doesn't matter if you box his things up and move out of the house and do whatever. That pain that you suffer every single day, it just doesn't go away at all.
But look, I'm looking at a picture of the room now, and I can see, you know, he's got posters and he's got hats and stuff. But you know that Anthony, he's not living in those posters. He's not living in those hats. He's living in you, isn't he? He's in you. He's with you wherever you are. He doesn't. Yes. He's not in physical things. He's in your spirit. He's in your heart. That's the important thing, isn't it?
It is, yes. But it's also the memories of him in this house. This is the house he grew up in.
Yeah. Well, you've been told, haven't you, because of this bedroom tax, that if you want to stay in that house, you're going to have to pay, I think it was about £31 a week.
We did work it out properly yesterday, and it works out to be about £29.06, and that's including council tax as well that
okay.
we have to pay.
Can you afford this £29 a week extra?
No.
What are you going to do?
We'll go without food. We'd rather go without food than move out of this house.